Sima Patel is one of the most widely respected leaders in hospitality. Named Hotelier of the Year by AHOA, the first board-elected chair of Visit California, Sima is the co-founder and CEO of Ridgemont Hospitality, a San Francisco Bay Area-based hospitality development and management company. Today, I want you to hear her story of grit, resilience, and success in hospitality because it's going to inspire you to be your best and empower others.
Hospitality.
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 Hospitality brings people together.
This is Hospitality Daily, the show that helps you stay informed and inspired each day by the most interesting people in hospitality. My name is Josiah McKenzie, and my goal is to help you reconnect with why you work in this industry and get fired up to go out there, delight others, and reach your goals. Let's get started.
My story is one of an accidental hotelier. I had no idea that I would be working in the hotel industry. I married into it. My elders had decided that I would make a great housewife someday, and that's what I was groomed as. I had an arranged marriage at the age of 17. I arrived from India and literally started getting trained on how to check in a guest the next morning. I had never seen credit card in my life, and my first training was how to collect credit card payment with the sliding machines, if you remember those. And I just fell in love. I just love talking to people and inviting people and just into the hotel and making their experience as memorable as possible. And I had good training. It was my husband's father who trained me firsthand how to check in a guest. My husband decided to build a hotel in Humboldt County, which is 5 hours from the Bay Area. So my two kids and I followed him for the summer and said, we are not going to be staying alone here. We'll follow you, we'll help you open the hotel.
Oh, it was, so you went up, you all went up?
Yes, we all went up, spent the summer. The kids were excited. They were distributing pillows in each room before opening and distributing blankets and make it a fun experience to open this hotel.
Was it a brand new build?
It was a brand new Holiday Inn Express. Okay. And Holiday Inn Express was also a new franchise at that time. We were like the second Holiday Inn Express in Northern California. So it got a bit overwhelming. We had two small hotels here in Oakland to manage. And I jumped in to assist my husband, and rest is history.
And here you are.
I became a business woman overnight, had to learn everything about hotels on my own. Resilience is dealing with an angry guest on a day-to-day basis. Employees not showing up, pulling all night and maybe all day, sometimes working 16 hours. And I've done all that in the beginning. Being racially profiled because I lived in Oakland, I was accused of drug dealing and canine units were called on me when I got into a major accident on US 101. I mean, some of those experiences would turn you off from doing things. It actually propelled me to do more. And I think that's resilience. That's grit. Managing a household, raising two kids, working in a hotel 16 hours a day, building the hotel where I'm my own interior designer because there is no budget for a professional interior designer. When the general manager quits on you, jumping right back into operations, all that has built resilience in me. Women have faced tough issues all their lives in history, and that's what's made them strong. I think it's part of the life experience to go through such thing and build resilience in you. When I had to jump into the business and run a Holiday Inn Express, I had to learn the operating system. I had to learn HR overnight, start hiring people, learn about sales and marketing. And then bringing that back to the next project at the Oakland Airport. We are pre-opening. I'm working to literally cleaning rooms and putting supplies in rooms so we can open the Holiday Inn. In those days, it was Holiday Inns and Resorts, which is now IAG. The quality assurance inspector checked in to give a final approval to open. He goes to dinner, comes back and says, Sima, you're not opening tomorrow. And he ran up the elevator and I was just in tears. And I said, no, this can't happen. Because calling him again would mean that spending extra $2,000 and having him. So I called, gathered a team all night. We work all night, set up the breakfast bar myself. He comes down the elevator in the morning and he's shocked. And he gives 100% score, stamps it, and opens the hotel.
Wow.
And then he used it in future workshops at IAG as an example.
What did that teach you? That is grit. But what did that teach you about what it takes? What I'm taking away from it is just like, you're going to do what it takes to
get that. Yeah, never accepting defeat. Just give you 150%. When you are passionate about something, you have to stay at it. And to make that difference from that evening before to the opening next day, it took a lot of hard work. But I did it. And I gathered a team. It wasn't me alone. I gathered family, everybody, called a couple of friends. And then let's do it. The staff, empowering the staff and motivating them to work that late. And we opened the hotel the next day. And then people would come back and tell me that, oh, so the inspector used you as an example in a workshop. So that was quite rewarding to come that far from not knowing anything about hospitality just a few years prior to that. I have done everything in hotel industry. I have been a front desk clerk. I've done housekeeping at times, night audit, sales, development, you name it. And I'm currently a CEO of my own family business, Richmond Hospitality, co-founded with my husband, Praveen Patel. So here we are. I have been privileged to get support of industry leaders, have been elevated to leadership positions. I was the first Indian woman to chair California Lodging Industry Association in 2004. And I have a lot of leadership experience because of the support from my colleagues and the industry and my family. I'm also a first board elected chair of Visit California. Back in 2016, I served for 2 years as a chair and a couple of times as a CFO at Visit California. I'm currently serving on the board of Visit California. I love our industry. I love hospitality as much as tourism, if not more. And I'll tell you why I love it. My example is a shining example of what it offers. I have no formal education. I haven't finished high school. I was married at age 17, yet I have been able to reach the level that I have because of our industry, what it offers. It offers avenue for growth, advancement, careers. And I'm so proud of our record at Richmond Hospitality that we have 90% women managers.
90%.
And it's so empowering to see these women grow. Some of them entered at front desk. They are now managers. And we've had so many examples of those. We have housekeepers that just came to this country and are now supervisors. And they thank us that they've never imagined being a leader. And now they are empowered to be leaders. And I love what it offers. I think if you research, many of the CEOs in hospitality industry and many of the leaders came from working in the trenches. A lot of them started at the bottom, whatever their role was, and they have reached the level that are quite impressive. I love that about our industry. And of course, besides that, I love being hospitable.
I want to follow up on that just for a moment, though, because I do like the opportunity that hospitality provides where people can learn on the job and they can learn such a wide range of skills. What I don't love is that leadership in hotel companies is not representative of the incredible women that exist in the industry. And so it seems like there's an imbalance. The 90% isn't shocking because there's so many incredible women in hospitality. It does stand out from other companies if you look at the representation difference. So I guess my question for you is, what are you doing differently to get to this place where you are now? We're on the management level. You have 90% women.
I mean, we are getting better as an industry. I think we are doing better than some of the other industries when I talk to my colleagues. We have to promote women from the beginning and empower them, give them whatever they need, training, support. And we have to have leadership at the top that encourages women to step up. Because I had to do that myself, I understand and I encourage them to step up. Sometimes they don't believe. I had a housekeeping supervisor who initially turned me down and said, oh no, I don't want to be a leader. I do not want to be a supervisor. And I believing in them, You can do it. It's okay if you stumble. We are here for you. And that led to her being a leader. And I think that as an industry, we can do better. But I think we are making progress there in that area. I truly believe that. I do see a lot of female leaders in our industry that are exemplary, but we have to continue the work. And I believe in women's empowerment, promoting women. I have a nonprofit called Saheli, which its mission is to empower women. And of course, my story, using my story as an inspiration, that do not get discouraged. You can do anything you put your mind to. So say yes to opportunities.
Well, I'm inspired hearing you talk about this. If I think about that example where you said you had a housekeeper who had potential, and so you're telling this, but you're also living it. And I think maybe for those watching or listening to this, this is an important message. You can't just say something inspirational. You have to do that yourself. And I imagine throughout your career journey, all the awards that you've won, all the impressive positions that you've had, I imagine at each of those junctures, there was moments where you had to step out in courage, do something that felt probably a little bit scary.
Yes, absolutely. And not just for women. There are male examples in our company that, for example, our employee at the top at the corporate office started as a front desk person. And he's advanced to assistant GM, general manager, director of operations. And now we brought him into the corporate office. I had one manager that asked to meet at Starbucks and have coffee with her. I went there and she cried and she said, "Thank you for believing in me. I would have never thought I would be a manager. You saw what I did not see in myself." And that's very rewarding as a leader. And that's what I love about this industry, that we get to make difference in people's lives.
I want to hear more about this. This is fascinating to me because I feel like people will talk about leadership and then sometimes it's all talk. And I think what I'm seeing from you is someone who puts time and thought and specific strategies in place to drive change here, right? So it's not just a kind of a feel-good thing. There's actually some meaningful impact here. It's not easy being a CEO because you're looking after so many areas of the business, within the business, but you're also looking at the big picture externally. I'm curious, how do you think about spending your time and having these conversations with people? What have you found useful and effective? Because it sounds like you're very empathetic. You're listening to people. You're encouraging people. How do you do that and balance the big picture elements of being a CEO?
Besides working on strategy and growth and all the bigger stuff, I love visiting hotels. And when I visit, I take time to ask my employees how they are doing, how their families are doing. And they love that interaction. They actually sometimes tell my husband and I, "We miss you. When are you coming back to the hotel?" They give us a big hug when we enter the hotel. I love visiting each and every hotel and taking interest in employees' lives. I think that empowers them, that makes them so feeling seen and heard to be part of the organization. So it's important, I think, to not just sit behind your desk and make big decisions, step out of there and once in a while go visit in the trenches, sort of.
As you look into the rest of this year and beyond, what's most exciting for you in the world of hospitality these days?
What I'm seeing as our company currently is we are still transitioning from the pandemic, the effects of pandemic, and getting to the other side. I don't feel completely we are out on the other side yet. I think there's still some residual effect of the pandemic. I look forward to putting that behind us completely someday, hopefully. And what I love about is the new product in our industry that's coming out, the new segments that are coming out, the new crop in the hospitality industry, the hospitality schools, the young people, the AI. I mean, there's so many exciting developments that are happening. I think our industry is here to stay. You're always going to need experiences. I don't know if AI can take away that human experience. I think we are relevant. We'll be here for a long time. And that's what makes me very hopeful and excited for our industry.
It's exciting because it feels so much of the world feels uncertain. And even in this year, who knows where technology goes? Who knows where elections go? Everything's up in the air.
Everything's up in the air.
That ability to provide hospitality is just a constant.
Yeah, provide an experience. I mean, when the world gets chaotic, where do I go? I go to a resort for a night or two and just disconnect. I don't think anything else can provide that sort of experience. So we have a unique proposition as an industry to provide memorable experiences that machines can provide.
Great hospitality providers know that every touch point matters a lot, so they spend a lot of time making sure that each interaction better serves their guests and makes life easier for their teams. If you'd like to operate this way, I suggest you check out Sojourn. They've built a reputation as the market leader in helping hotels and resorts earn direct bookings through digital advertising over the years. And more recently, they've expanded into offering a complete suite of guest experience solutions, including an AI smart concierge, reputation manager, and guest marketing suite. I've been working with Sojourn for years now, and everything from the way their technology is built to the talented experts they have on staff makes it no surprise that when I talk with people about technology, Sojourn comes up again and again. Hospitality providers love them. If you'd like to learn more about how Sojourn can help you better engage your guests and drive more profitable direct bookings, visit Sojourn.com. That's Sojourn.com. Before we go, I want to let you know about a few more things. First, if you haven't done so already, subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite app to stay inspired each day by actionable insights from the most interesting people in hospitality. Second, I've started sharing videos and photos from the stories on this show on Instagram and YouTube. So if you'd like to see those or watch along, I encourage you to follow Hospitality Daily there so we can stay in touch. Third, if you'd like to listen to more conversations like the one you just heard, visit this podcast website at podcast.hospitalitydaily.com. I've spent a lot of time building out this website because I want to make it really easy for you to listen to the topics and guests that you are interested in, whether that's culture and leadership or operations or technology or something else. Browse and search the entire library of more than 400 episodes for some of the top leaders and innovators in hospitality at podcast.hospitalitydaily.com. To get ideas for delighting the people around you and reaching your business and career goals. I produce this podcast each day and give it away for free because I want us all to learn and grow together. If you enjoyed today's episode, I just have one favor to ask. Please take a moment to text or email this episode to a friend or colleague who might appreciate it as well. They'll be grateful to hear from you and what we covered in the show can help them, as I hope it helped you today. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you here tomorrow.